For nearly 40 years, Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua has entertained summer residents and tourists in the Bayfield, Wisconsin area. It's a 900-seat tent, has hosted original productions, regional acts, and performers well-known. Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Loretta Lynn, B.B. King, who else? Merle Haggard, Joan Baez, lots of folks. And today we're talking about the Big Top and what's going on there with a couple of guests for you. One, Gary Schall, is Executive Director of the Ashwaubee Alliance, which includes Big Top Chautauqua and the Mount Ashwaubee Ski Recreation Area in Bayfield. Gary, welcome.
Nice to be here, Larry.
Thank you. And I'm also delighted to get to see Mary Mack, a comedian who will bring her variety show, the Mary Mack and North Star Comedy Hour, to Big Top Chautauqua on Friday, August 8th. Mary, thank you for joining us as well. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm a big fan, Larry, and I'm super excited to be part of the Larry, Gary, and Mary show today.
Larry, Gary, Mary show. There we go. Oh, man. As we talk with our two guests,
yeah.
I hope you'll join in. Have you attended a summer concert or a show at Big Top Chautauqua outside Bayfield? What was that experience like for you? Give us a call. Number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address, talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Gary, first let's talk about Big Top Chautauqua. First, there are people who are listening and say, what the heck is Big Top Chautauqua? What is Big Top Chautauqua?
Well, we're the best kept secret in the North Woods, honestly. We're up here near Bayfield, just outside of Bayfield. We sit up on Ski Hill Road on the Mount Ashwaubee site. So during the winter, we have downhill and cross-country skiing, probably some of the best cross-country skiing in the North Woods. And during the summer, the Big Top sits on top of the mountain. And we, again, as you said, have 900 seats inside the tent and as well as lawn seating outside. So you can be looking at the stars or the moon, as it was big and bright last night, even through the haze of the smoke, and see some of the most amazing bands, both regionally and nationally. So it has really been great.
It's been going on since what? World War One?
It seems like it. 1986. We're celebrating 39 years. Next year is our big 40th anniversary. We're very excited about it, and we hope people will join us for the end of our 39th and look at what's coming up for next year as we announce.
You know what I was thinking, when I said World War One, I think it goes back. There were tent shows back in those days, and I guess you're sort of remembering that history through Big Top.
Yeah, so the Chautauquas actually go back to the mid-1800s. They started out as actually education for school Sunday school teachers, and they were a place for Sunday school teachers to come and get educated. And the Chautauqua then continued to expand and include recreation, education, entertainment, and then obviously the other things that went along with some of the pieces that we think today may be a little bit too political, but it created whole communities. And then that morphed into, in the early 1900s, yes, these traveling Chautauquas. With the advent of railroad, these tent shows would make their way around a region. And so we had a Chautauqua in this region at that time, and across the country, 1,700 at one point, wow, traveling the country and putting on shows, putting up their tent in town after town. With the advent of the automobile, the railroad Chautauquas went away, but we still have, I believe it's 29 Chautauquas across the country, some associated with communities that have been there for years, or others like ours that are independent and cater to a region rather than a small community. Yeah. So it's got a long and very rich history.
And the events bring people, well, it's not only just local people coming.
No, we had someone drive in on Saturday night from Montana, somebody from Ohio, They come from all over the country and honestly, all over the world if they're traveling through the area to be able to see some of these artists. But one other thing that I see performers really loving, Larry, is that, you know, they're on the road for weeks and weeks at a time. They're going from city to city. They're in concrete jungles, really. And they just love coming up here. They love being able to take a hike or down to Lake Superior or to take a boat ride. They really love that we serve them homemade food, local fish, local vegetables, local fruit. And, you know, for them, it's really a treat to have a day where they're not just cooped up in a hotel room. They're not just going down to get the fast food at the place next door or hotel food, which has to get old very quickly. So the experience that they really get in our hospitality and being able to just take a day to really relax and just really calm down, I think they really appreciate that venue being actually in the woods away from everything else.
And I think we got Mary back. Mary, are you there?
I am back. I appreciate that the Big Top is just 30 miles from my house. And you can go fishing between sound check and the show. That's not always possible in places like L.A. or New York City. You know that, Larry?
Well, you're bringing your North Country Comedy Hour back under the Big Top this Friday, August 8th. And, you know, to me, and I haven't seen it, but to me, it sounds like such a hoot. For those who haven't seen it, talk about what they can expect.
Well, it's basically like a mini festival in one show. I pull my hair out producing this thing and hosting and writing for it. It's like a sketch, and I have three bands, and I have game shows and sometimes poetry, and I'm on stage interacting with all of these performers. I make them come from everywhere. We're having two acts from Chicago, and it is cool, like Gary said, when these Chicago performers come up and they see the beauty they're in, and it's so much fun. It's my passion project. It's kind of like Carol Burnett meets the North Woods. I've been doing it since 2007, but the last few years I've done it on a much larger scale, and it's all recorded for podcast and potential video cast as well.
And I would say, given the way you describe it too, it's a family friendly kind of show.
Oh yeah, I've been told I don't swear enough, Larry. I'm working on it, though.
Oh, man. Jim in Stevens Point has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Jim.
Been attending shows at Big Top for, I don't know, the last 15 years or so. I try to get up once a year from Stevens Point. The music is great. The venue is wonderful. The air just flows through the Big Top on a nice, cool day. You're up by the lake. Bayfield's a great place, and there just isn't really a better place in Wisconsin to hear music than Big Top Chautauqua.
Jim, thanks.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not getting anybody arguing with you about that, Jim. Thank you very much for calling. Gary, you're the executive director of the Ashuapa Alliance. What is that?
So the Ashuapa Alliance is the kind of the umbrella. I'm not going to use the word tent. It's in the umbrella that underneath is the Mount Ashuapa Recreation Area. So our year-round recreational events that happen up on the hill or in the surrounding lands around it, including the Nordic skiing and downhill skiing during the summer. It's biking and hiking. It is the Big Top Chautauqua. So during the summer, all these wonderful events that we see going on at the tent. It is also the backstage. It's a little small cabaret style room that we have here in Bayfield. Most famous for its open mic. It has an amazing Wednesday night open mic, which is free. And we get acts from all over the Midwest and that come up and want to try out their things. Every once in a while, you'll even find Mary Mack at the open mic at the backstage. And then finally, we have Stage North, which is in Washburn, just south of us. And that is a theater-style venue that we have music and films and theater in the lobby and in the theater. So we have an array of ways that people can engage with us. And again, in true Chautauqua form, recreation, education, and entertainment is really our core mission.
I think, and the alliance, this alliance, you've got Ashwa Bay, kind of stands for Ashland,
Washburn, and Bayfield. It's the whole Shawamigan Bay.
It's the whole Shawamigan Bay, and that's really helped financially, I think, the whole thing, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, we have been really blessed with, Warren and the string band coming up in 1986. They were really the only ones in the area. They had their kind of run of the land because there was nobody else. And now, because of their influence and their doing this over the past 40 years, there's more music in the Shawamigan Bay than I can really think of anywhere else. There's free music during the summer across the South Shore and all the way to Ashland. And you can catch all these amazing artists on any given night in a number of places. So we really feel that through the history and through the education of all this really nurturing of artists, we've really come a long way. And we invite people to come up and really experience the sounds and the excitement around the music scene here in the Shawamigan Bay.
Todd in Racine has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Todd.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Thanks. This is great. I've experienced the Big Top several times, both with my family and friends, but the first time I would say was probably the most memorable. I was running a sailing program on the Dennis Sullivan, which is Wisconsin State flagship. It's now on the East Coast, but we were a tall ship, and we were doing experiential education with teachers, and we ended up in Bayfield. And one of the teachers had a connection with Big Top, and so she connected us up with them, got all of us and the crew in to go see a show, but also somehow recruited me to be a part of the show. And we kicked off the show. I can't remember if I got this right, but there was like a Wizard Water skit that one of the guys did. And so we had sampling equipment on the boat, and we brought water up from the bottom of Lake Superior, and I came and delivered the water to the Wizard Water guy, and it was so funny and it was so cool. But I will say what struck me most about that experience was before the show, the whole group of performers all gathered in a circle and sort of just said their piece and kind of came together, and they let me be part of that. And it was, I was hooked. From that moment, I was hooked.
Oh,
so really great.
Wow. What's your caller doing on Friday? I have a dance part if he wants to fill it. He sounds like a great sport. Please come back, Racine.
Thanks. Hey, Gary, that's kind of, you get stories from folks about their experiences?
You know, every night we hear more and more about, generations coming up and experiencing the Big Top. And yes, everyone has their favorite show. Everyone has their favorite act. And so it's really, to hear these stories is really heartwarming. And it makes you come alive. It makes us really look forward to each performance because we know someone's going to be touched by it.
Gary Shaw, Executive Director of the Ashwa Bay Alliance, and Mary Mack, comedian, who will bring her variety show, The Mary Mack and North Star Comedy Hour, to Big Top Chautauqua on Friday, August 8th. You can join in, too. Comment or question. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Taking a look at Big Top Chautauqua today with our two guests, Gary Shaw, who's Executive Director of the Ashwa Bay Alliance, and Mary Mack, a comedian who's going to be performing on Friday, August 8th, the Mary Mack and North Star Comedy Hour, which sounds like such a hoot. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. And you can join in 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. Mary, you've also appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien and Last Comic Standing. How do you tailor, or do you tailor your sort of Midwest style of humor for this national type audience?
Well, if I'm talking about Menards, I have to say Home Depot instead. And that's the main thing I change. Because, most people, you know, now with the internet and all these shows, they know, they're kind of familiar with the Midwest, but a lot of people don't believe it. Like, I was doing the backstage one time this year on a Wednesday, and on my way home, I almost hit a black bear, you know, on the way home at night, and a lot of performers don't have to deal with those types of obstacles in their career. I mean, that I just nicked them too. It could have been the Don, Mike. You know, so it's a different way of living. But I have such a wealth of wonderful relatives who don't know they're funny to draw from, and also they don't have the internet. So and they don't often get reception. So we're fine talking about them, Larry. So, but it's just the area, you know, the things you do to survive and make your way, and growing up in the woods, I never run out of things to talk about.
And you're also a voice artist. What does that entail?
Well, it's great. You might be in the know on this, Larry, since you do radio, but you don't even have to put makeup on to be a voiceover artist. You just show up in what you got on, and I have a show on Hulu called Solar Opposites, and that's been very popular, and then I have a children's one called Kiff on Disney Plus. And you know, when you're walking, my voice was always a hindrance, I thought, and now I get health insurance from it. And that's unbelievable to me, you know. I was embarrassed of my voice, and here I am. I get to do this big show on Big Top, and I get to do these other TV shows, and I get to still live here in the woods.
Yeah.
It's amazing now, you know.
And you're Larry, really, go ahead.
You should know that she's also an accomplished musician and classically trained.
Yeah, Larry, I have 2 degrees in music. That's why I do comedy.
Oh, my gosh. And you live you really do kind of live in the woods, more or less, don't you?
Yeah, I like going to big cities. Going to Los Angeles because I was sick of people in the Midwest appreciate me for what's on the inside. So when I go there, it solves that problem. And I mean, it's like you can get up in the morning here and go kayaking and then go do your show. So you can't beat that, you know? I love it.
Gary, so this show coming up, and you've got other shows coming up as well, and this month, and we should probably talk about them.
Yeah, let's talk about a bunch of them. We've got obviously Gaelic Storm this Thursday, and Mary on Friday, which will be Mary's show. It's just a hoot. Next week we have Robert Cray, and many people you will know Robert Cray. We're bringing back one of our BCO, our Big Blue Canvas Orchestra shows from a number of years ago. It's called Moon Songs and Moon Shadows. It's the songs of Paul Simon and Cat Stevens. So our house band, which is an amazing, amazing talented group of people, will be doing that both on the 16th and on the 22nd. We have Los Lobos coming on the 23rd. Buena Vista Social Orchestra, that is the generation following the Buena Vista Social Club. So you want to hear some great Cuban songs and music, they will be really an amazing act. And then Mary Mack will take us out of the normal regular season early in September. And then our big closing act is Bonnie Raitt. And we're looking forward to Bonnie Raitt. That is a sold-out show. Not the first time Bonnie's been here. We're welcoming her back to end our season this year.
And isn't there another sort of a music fest, Lake Effect Music Fest or something?
Lake Effect, we are planning. We are going to postpone it until 2026. We just weren't quite there yet. We've done music for 39 years. A music festival is a little bit different animal, and we want to make sure that our patrons really get the best experience. So we're going to look at dates in early 2026 and try our first hand at a music festival. So that will be coming.
And just to mention, last year, Big Top Chautauqua ended production of its Sunday evening show, Big Tent Radio, after 38 years, and it aired on WPR music stations.
It did. It was a great run, a great show. Really featured a plethora of our past artists. We were sorry to see it go, and hopefully sometime in the future we'll see it in another form or another format and have it come back. So we'll keep working on that.
I would hope so. It was really a lot of fun. I always enjoyed listening to it as well. So, Mary, what's in the future for you?
Well, a bunch of gin and tonics after my show is done. Larry, how do you guys do radio every day? I write and write and write for my, you know, I do a series of like three of these shows throughout the summer in different venues. I'm trying to trick Big Top into having me multiple times. But the amount of writing I have to do for this, it's like you guys work really hard in radio. And you know, I tailor my show as if it were a radio show, like the old-time radio variety shows. And you're underappreciated. People need to donate. People need to donate to WPR because you guys work really hard. And I after, you know, making my show bigger and taking on more writing, I really appreciate what you guys do. I forgot what the question was because I got focused on the gin and tonics. Oh, yeah, what's up for me? Well, I'll tell you, you can find my stuff on MaryMacComedy.com, and I have I go on BigTop.org for their tickets, and I got a lot of stuff going on with them, and then I'll do whatever you need me to do. Do you need some janitorial work, Larry? I've trimmed hedges. I've whatever I need to do to make it in comedy.
Well, I tell you what, the street in front of my house is under construction, and they took out about 14 feet of my flower bed. So
No. You
can all come down and anytime you want and help. Well, you can't do it now because it's still under construction, but maybe next year I'll give you a call and you can help me plant flowers.
That's sacrilegious. I've heard you talk about your flower bed so much on this show. How dare they not just put a bend in to go around your place there?
On that note, Mary Mack and Gary Shull, our guests, as we talk with them about Big Top Chautauqua. Oh, you're going to enjoy your time there. And certainly Mary's show is got to be seen to be believed. I'll put it that way. Thanks to them. And thank you all so much for listening today. It's been a lot of fun. We talked about a variety of things on the show. And it's all thanks to our team, producers Clara Kniper, Joel Patnaud, our technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. And our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR.